Hello, girlfriends, from the depth of my winter. Today's my first day of my bleed, and I feel, I don't know how I feel. I feel a bit disoriented. My stomach is pulling down, and I knew I needed to be home today. Usually I'm in the office and everything, but I know that for the first 2 days, I just need to give myself the time so the rest of my cycle is amazing, especially the summer and the spring. And if I push too hard in these next 2 days, then it's all gonna go to shit. Anyways, funny enough, I was just recording a message to my girlfriend, who I mentioned before. You know, she's brilliant at what she does. She's also working with women, especially about, you know, somatic work and coaching, and specifically the dark feminine and pelvic floor work and everything. And I was recording a message to her around her frustration about the structures that she needs to create in her business, and about the resistance that she's feeling towards it. And I was recording her a message back because she asked me for feedback, and I was thinking about her actually a lot, and this coincides with what I'm currently studying, quote unquote, what's on my mind, what I'm currently writing, what I'm currently obsessed and passionate about, which is this question of, you know, how can we as female entrepreneurs make a lot of money, succeed on a different level? And I'm concerned about the question, not like how to make six figures, because I've done that in a month. I'm concerned about how to make it at seven figures and beyond, and for it to feel good. Because I've done the seven figures, but it felt like shit and I burnt out. So now I'm on this quest, and this is what my new offering is all about. I have, I've started what's today, the 18th of March, but I'm starting in 12 days my new offering, which is, I don't even want to call it a mastermind, but it's like how I would describe it. It's a women's circle for business women who have achieved a certain level of success, but they're just not feeling the way they want to feel in their business, just like me. And so I've got three women already and enrolling two more. So if you're at that level and you're resonating with what I'm sharing, and you want to go on a journey with me of feminine embodiment coaching and travel and whatever, and not whatever, travel, we're going to Italy and Mexico this year. And if you really crave connection, community, anyways, DM me on Instagram and we'll chat, because I'm looking for two more women. Anyways, so that's the question, right? I want to build my second, I'd call it my second journey in my business. I want to build it and get it back to the highs that I've hit, but do it in a way that feels good. So that's my exploration going forward, and I'll be expressing that. I mean, obviously, what you're listening to on this podcast is a part of that, because I just wanted to express how I feel and what's happening for me and document everything that's happening on the journey. I'm also going to be expressing myself in writing. I'm currently writing an article that my working title is like, Why Business is So Hard for Women. But I'm realizing that I'm doing right now a lot more research around this, and it's not just one article. It's basically an overlining umbrella of articles, or maybe it's just the whole body of work that I'm exploring and creating. I also want to start a YouTube channel going forward. And then, of course, there is like the social media and everything. Why I'm sharing this with you is because as I was recording a message to my girlfriend, like, she's brilliant at what she does, but she's, as I mentioned before, she's really struggled or resisted with, say, even content creation, right? And all the masculine structures that that a business requires us to do. And I know she told me she like hired an assistant to help her with Instagram and all that. So I was recording her message and I was like, oh shit, hang on a second. I should just record it and share it with on the podcast, because then it will benefit not only her, but everybody else. And so this is what I started to record for her. I said, you know, like I've been struggling with the claim, business, in terms of how I express myself on all of these platforms throughout the years. I think in the beginning, so the claim program really, I would consider the, you know, I would consider the point where I actually started having a business was 4 years ago when I launched Claimed. Before that, I was like coaching one-on-one for maybe like a year and a half and started the podcast, blah, blah, blah. It was kind of like I was still discovering myself. I mean, I had a business for a year and a half because I was obviously like, you know, having clients and making money, but it was like not very significant enough. And I didn't know, I didn't find my niche, blah, blah. So I really consider the last 4 years is when, since I started the claim program, it's like when really things hit it off. You're like, oh shit, like this is a business, you know what I mean? And so the first, maybe like 6 months to a year, I was still in that energy of expression. And, you know, like genuinely, authentically being excited and full of energy about the message and about my body of work, which is Claimed, you know, which is how to attract committed masculine men. And I was expressing myself on the podcast. By that time, I was already doing my podcast for, I think, about a year and a half already. But when I started Claimed, I, just before then, maybe like a few months before then, or maybe actually 6 months before, and maybe even more, I literally had to niche down, and following all of these gurus, right? Niche down, find a pain, find a need, a pain, and then solve it and put it together as a group coaching program after you work with people one-on-one. That's what I did. And so, you know, I was kind of full of steam and energy and everything. And I was expressing myself in way, like I loved waking up in the morning and writing. I wrote a lot of articles that actually, you know, were bringing me clients, and still women are finding me through that. You probably have read some of them, which is on Medium. I started writing in 2000, gosh, when was it? 2017. Yeah, so that's like 7 years from today, around today, actually, yeah. I started writing, and then my writing evolved, and I wrote some of the most popular articles that women still find me on Google, called Set Your Man Free, Let Him Lead. If you Google those, you'll see my name come up. And I wrote a lot about men, about relationships, about my own experience, and I've developed actually a lot of my body of work and the core ideas about limiting beliefs, about polarity, and about feminine embodiment, these three pillars of my work and Claimed. And funny enough, they're also going to be the three pillars of my work in the next project, which is I called Claimed X. and so I was excited, you know. And I had my, I started the podcast. I was interviewing men and people. I was so excited. I was also posting on social media. I mean, Instagram for me has always been a challenge, actually, even back then. And then I started doing YouTube because you got to be on YouTube. And I started duplicating my episodes on YouTube and the podcast. I still kept writing. And then the wheels had slowly started to get rusty, you know. And the energy and the passion behind my expression started to become stale. It started to follow like formulas. It started to follow formulas. It started to be more concerned about traffic and leads and how do we get more eyeballs, and then of course customers into the program. So it all started to be that, you know, and it sucked. It sucked big time. It got to the point where I was so exhausted. I stopped interviewing people. I was exhausted, but I also was just so dry and uninspired and just dead inside. I didn't know, like, I got so sick of giving dating advice, because and the problem is that's what women want, that's what they search for on YouTube, That's what they, you know, might be searching for on Instagram and probably in writing, whatever. And I was just sick of giving superficial advice, you know. And I was battling inside with this thing of like, oh, give them what they need, give them what they want. Gosh, what was it? And show them what they want, something like that, right? I was just struggling with this marketing approach so much. So what happened for me is as soon as I, like in the last 9 months, I was working with a mentor. I mentioned that already. To kind of realize that, and you know what, like, I remember I was in this constant resistance and frustration with content creation and content marketing and just showing myself. Most of our business, by the way, was built on Facebook advertising, but I still had to have that organic side. I didn't have to, but I felt it was important to do both, because once the ads went away, what are you going to have? So anyways, I was in that perpetual frustration and anxiety, and I couldn't figure out what the hell am I doing wrong and what's wrong with me? You know, I tried to figure out like, oh fuck, is it my hormones? Is it the fact that I have two small children and I still haven't recovered, right? Is it because I'm a woman? Is it because I'm going through cycles? Is it because I'm using the wrong tools? Is it because I'm, you know, thinking about this the wrong way? Give me the formula. How do I do it? And I just felt like nobody understood me and what's the actual problem. Until the point where I started to work with this mentor, and this idea was presented to me that this business is actually not aligned with who I am and what I want. And I was like, whoa, you know, it hit me so hard. In the last 9 months, I was in that process of trying to figure out, what does that even mean? You know, it's like, I have a business that really works and is bringing a lot of money. And so I had a choice between just keep going, which I think most people do, because it's lucrative. And you just keep fucking, you know, recording YouTube videos about where to kiss a man, five places to kiss a man so that he falls in love with you, or what to say or whatever, all of that bullshit that I hate, right? But, okay, what is important, what I wanted to say is that I'm realizing now that, and that's what I was recording to my girlfriend, that's not the actual problem. The problem was deep inside of me, because I was misaligned with what I want, with who I am and the business that I want to create. I was trying to fit into a box of what my mentors or the guys or the girls or whoever, you know, the fucking formulas, like, here's how you do this business. Here is a model. That's the only way to do it. Like, stuff like that. And I was always sitting there and waiting for somebody else, for somebody more experienced, more knowledgeable, older, or whatever, right? More successful, to tell me how to do things, because I didn't know anything, or so I thought. And so what happened with me is that in, when was it? I think it was December, November actually, right? So gosh, what was it? 5 months ago. I went through this, and that actually, that whole transformation not only led me to starting to rethink how I do content and starting to really work with what's at the bottom of that frustration, but also starting to realize that perhaps even the claim program that I've created is not what I want to be doing moving forward, you know? And that to me was just so huge. And I've announced it to my clients that I'm not sure what's going to happen beyond beyond the year 2024 in terms of the claim program. We might pause, we might close it down. And so this is a bit of a hint to you if you're listening to the podcast and you've had your eye on the claim program and you wanted to join, but the time wasn't right, the money wasn't right, whatever. I will be running in April one last promo for the program for women who still want to enroll. and do the program before it pauses or closes down. I don't know what it is. But anyways, I've had to do a lot of work on letting that go. And so I just sat with all of that. And so during these times, I have paused. Well, paused. I've just stopped. I've stopped podcast production. I've stopped podcast production in November. I had episode that I record in advance. I stopped sending emails to my 20,000 list. I just stopped everything. I stopped YouTube channel. I stopped writing a long time ago. And in the last 5 months since I stopped it, I mean, there were still kind of clients trickling through. But I can tell you, and I'm not scared to say it honestly, January, we enrolled one client. February, we enrolled zero clients into the claim program. And March, it's, you know, more than half of March, we also didn't enroll clients. And the traffic is almost non-existent. You know, women are still kind of signing up, but like, I just have that link, the link to my VSL video sales letter on my Instagram. That's kind of it. And we started ads, by the way, like, I think October, and it was the best decision that we've done. So much relief, because 40% of what we were making were going back to Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook ads. But anyways, so everything cut as I started to get aligned with who I am, everything stopped, and the money stopped as well, which would be terrifying for me in the past. But you know, String and I have a bit of savings, and I also to even think about that, going from our highest month was enrolling 36 clients, and we were averaging about 10 to 15 clients a month that we were enrolling on this high ticket program in the last year. I mean, so, you know, like, and I did enroll it starting January. I did enroll 3 clients into my ClaimDex program, into my next offer, which is what is aligned with me. And that of course provided me so much more conviction and reassurance, and just like, yeah, you're on the right track. Women want this and need this. And obviously this is a much higher price and less work and all of that and travel. Basically what I'm building now is aligned with who I am. But back to my point, everything just stopped in terms of marketing, and without marketing, as we see, there's nothing. Unless you're one of those YouTube influencer gurus that there's this girl, Vanessa Lau, who's been in my masterminds as well, who's amazing. But she had 600,000 YouTube subscribers on her YouTube channel. She's teaching like Instagram and things like that. Love her. Amazing woman. I met her actually in person. And then she quit everything. She built this like amazing business and then she quit. She went away for a year. Did nothing, stopped, refunded everyone. And I haven't watched her video. She had a video of basically disclosing why she left and everything. And I know her second video was about what happened to her social media. But I bet, I haven't even watched it, but I tell you, I bet her like freaking, what she's going to say there is her channel grew and then she was still making a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. And I find it fascinating because, I mean, you know, obviously she was huge on YouTube already and whatever those reasons are. But what I'm telling you is that that did not happen for me. Even though, I mean, and obviously like, so it's really interesting to think about this because once I just stopped, everything stopped, right? And it sucks because you were like, well, what the fuck did I build in the last 5 years, right? And it really, really, really sucks. But you know what? I actually don't feel anything, any regret. Or I actually don't feel any negative feelings about it. I'm actually feeling a lot of relief and a lot of freedom. Why everything stopped and why no clients were coming through, whatever. Because I wasn't in it anymore. Like, I'm done. You know what I mean? Like, I personally am done, but it doesn't mean that claimed is done. And there's many different ways that I'm exploring now in terms of how it can continue, which I will or not continue. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. We'll see. Back to my girlfriend, right? I told her that, you know, I mean, number one is, of course, I've mentioned this already, you have to be good at what you do, which my girlfriend has. I'm good at what I do. And then my girlfriend's good at what she does. And there's so many brilliant coaches and people who are good at what they do. In the last previous episode, I said, you know, but that's not enough. Like a business is not when someone is just good at what they do, because you've got sales and marketing that comes to that. And I think, like, especially her, you know, a woman, like I am, it depends on your personality and blah, blah, blah. I'm an ENTJ. I'm a natural born leader. I've got a lot of masculine energy in me, and I'm naturally an A player. And so like I dream big and I go for it. And from an astrological perspective, my astrologist told me like I'm the fucking star. And how did she call it? She also told me, I've been working with an astrologer for a year now. She also told me that in my, I basically have a chart like Oprah Winfrey, right? And that in one lifetime, I can climb the social ladder really quickly and I can achieve the highest of the highest success in like one lifetime. So what, okay, why I'm sharing this with you is that throughout my years in business and personal development and everything, well, this should be a separate episode, but I'll mention this really quickly, is that everyone is unique. I mean, what a fucking surprise, right? But like I used to, and that's what I did in the last 4 years, I just followed a formula. I just blindly followed what somebody else has done that I considered successful, or who persuaded me that this is the way and it made sense. That's what I did. I didn't think for myself much. I didn't stop to ask myself, how does it feel? And does it feel right? And I just disregarded all of that and I just went for it, you know? At the same time, I'm actually really grateful that I had that path. Because to be honest with you, well, again, everyone is so unique and different, right? There's no one way. I'm just so convinced about, it's just impossible, you know, people are different. There's different offers. What can work for some people cannot work for others. So it's like, you know, I mean, yeah, it's so interesting that I've also been a part of a mastermind with this current mentor who I deeply, deeply, you know, respect and admire, and who basically said that, you know, like everybody's journey in business is different, and the model and the formula and whatever and how you do it is different. However, there's still an underlining thread of, like, for example, still some sort of a formula, which is charge more, work less. Which is obviously like so universal for everyone, right? Like, of course, everybody wants to charge more, work less. However, as I'm exploring this feminine economy, you know, there's these words that I'm researching about: feminist marketing, feminine business, feminine economy, whatever. I'm also realizing that not everybody wants to charge more and work less. In that scenario, you know what I mean? Like, there are some women who are making really good money, but they don't have a goal of a like flying business class like me. And they don't have a goal where, well, not a goal. My goal is not business class, but that's what I fucking want. You know, I want to make a lot of cash so I can live the lifestyle that I want to live. I just want to live it. You know, I want, like, it was so interesting. I was doing like a money, I don't know where this fucking podcast is going, but like, okay, if you're still here, thank you. Because this is like day number one, Monday morning bleed thoughts from Anna Rova. Maybe I should call that the episode that. But, you know, there's different ways. Like for me, charge more, work less means having an offer that I charge at least $20,000 for. And I literally, like, that phrase for me, I take it literally. And I know that, for example, the mentor who taught me that phrase, who I respect and admire, but sounds like not the right mentor for me anymore. I love that concept because it's so true. It allows you, like, I'm not going to go into that. I will do another episode about charge more, work less. However, my point is that this is still a prescription and a formula. For some people, and I see this, and I don't know whether this is true or not, but, you know, for some women, charging less and working less is actually the formula. Like, you know, one woman that I'm following, she just had a baby. And so Well, it's not that charging less. Like, I don't know why she's like freaking... Well, I kind of know why. I'm starting to work with her a little bit and explore. I know that, you know, some people, as I'm exploring now, some people are like... And her in particular, she was talking... Some people are like against actually the capitalist economy, especially people who explore like more feminist marketing, feminine ways, blah, blah, not extracting, blah, blah, right? So they don't want to charge... to 10,000-20,000. They want their work to be accessible for many people, and that's who they are. And like, if we weave into it, for example, astrology, right, there are some people who indeed thrive on one to many, and those many are many that they can charge, you know, $300 for a course, or $3,000 for a course, or $30,000. Like, you know what I mean? There's no one way. What I know for me, and this has been confirmed by my astrologist, who said, Anna, you need to be creating communities, and you need to be charging really high price. That is your path. So, you know, I listened to my astrologist. I'm also was with this mentor and everything. And I also listened to myself. Because when I started to think about what I want to create next, like after Climbed, I literally asked myself this question for the first fucking time. Oh, I just wanted to say before I dive into this subject, if I can keep my train of thought. I'm not driving, ladies. I'm just sitting in the car. The car's not moving, okay? Squirrel moments happen even if I'm not driving. I'm so grateful for the last 4 years. I'm really, really grateful. You know why? I think the biggest and the number one reason is because doing this in the masculine way and burning myself out, but doing it really helped me see what could be achieved. Really helped me see that I could make $1 million a year with a business. Like, what the fuck? I think we hit $1 million in our second year. Or maybe third. No, I'm pretty sure second year. Because, in 6 months we were making 50K a month. And then another 6 months, I think, or 9 months, we hit our 100K a month. So I am really grateful because without that, I mean, who knows, right? Like, I don't know if I've done it a different way. I don't know. But what I do know is that most coaches can't even get to six figures a year. What the fuck? This is crazy, right? So I'm extremely grateful because the bar has been set for me. And so I think it's so beautiful that I'm now working with that paradigm. I'm starting from $1 million a year and I want nothing less. It's not that less will be a failure to me, but I told String the other day, I said, String, we did this together. And so my goal is to make half, which let's assume I'd be making half if it was just me, but who knows, I'd probably be making more. I don't know. I mean, String was a legitimate 50% of the business, although he was behind the scenes, but he was doing a lot of work. We were together making strategic decisions, all of that. So I said, if I make with my business $500,000 a year, and the most important thing that I want to do while I get there is to feel the way I want to feel, I would have achieved my goal, and then I would know how to scale it even further. So that's my goal. Now, what I meant to say is that even that formula, even that thing of like charge more, work less, is still a fucking formula. Okay. So that makes me actually feel really good about what I'm about to offer next, because I'm not interested in giving you a business formula. I'm not interested in telling you how to do things or what to do. What I'm interested in is working, coaching women using the tools of feminine embodiment. And I'm talking about women who are making at least $500,000 a year with their businesses, maybe a little bit less, but they really have to be at a certain level. You know, I'm interested in guiding them into their own truth and into their own bodies so they can make really empowered decisions. So how should I explain it? Like, obviously, I know that I have built this past business with Climbed. Obviously, most of it was me. You know, I'm the creator of the program. I made the decisions, blah, blah. But I was doing this following a formula and constantly asking what to do. But if I do it in a way where I am the one who's listening to myself every day and making decisions from that place. It doesn't mean that I don't ask for advice. Of course I do. But ultimately, I'm doing what feels right, what I think is good. I'm following my intuition in business. And I'm making decisions from the heart. And I'm going to make a lot of mistakes along the way. But at least that path is going to be my path. And I'm going to try, you know, and follow that credo, which is I want to feel the way I want to feel in business, which is that inherently makes it a feminine model for a business. So that's what I'm here for, to help every single woman. Of course, there's like some principles, right, that you follow. But I think that, like, even in Claimed, I made, although there was very few rules because it was based on feminine embodiment, but there were things like, okay, make sure you funnel, you know, make sure you sit at least 3 minutes at a time, or I don't know, you know, don't like lean back, whatever, whatever, right? Here with my Claimed X Next project, it's all about, you know, I'm not going to give you more information. And that's what my whole central offer is, because as I was growing my business, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired of being around all these men who know better, who tell me what to do. And I'm tired of being in a space where I can't be myself, where I can't be expressing, where I can't bring babies. Literally, one of my mentors had muted me when I was introducing myself during an event, and my baby was crying in the background. And currently I just feel tired. Like, I'm done with, not done, but at this point I'm like, I don't need another man. But the thing is that I've always been like, stop downgrading men. I'm not like, men are amazing, right? And they've got so much wisdom and success. We should learn from them. But I've just been in that environment for 4 years. And as you listen to this, I also encourage you, to not just listen to me and be like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm also done with men. I should not be learning from men going forward. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just sharing my own experience. And if it resonates with you, then good, but always filter it through what you feel. Is that the right? Because, you know, there is a point where you should just stop doing your fucking feminine goddess practices and go and get some shit done and be in some masculine containers. You know, like, you got to figure out, okay, back to my girlfriend. Oh my God. I don't even know. Please forgive me. This is going everywhere. And if you're resonating with this or this is helpful, please let me know so that on Instagram, message me. I'm on Anarava. So I don't feel like for 33 minutes now I've been just rambling. So back to my girlfriend's point, right? I said, okay, you're really, really good at what you do. I know you're really good. I've experienced your magic, right? But what is the problem? Why is nobody signing up? Where is your expression? Like, where is your expression? If you are so passionate about what you do and what your edge is, where is your expression? Where's your expression in writing, in audio, in video, or on social media? Or, okay, if you can find some other way to express yourself, maybe it is through art, maybe it is through something, but it has to be something that comes out of you into the world. If you want to work with people, right? It, like, forget all the fucking marketing techniques and everything. Where is your expression? And where is your consistent expression? Because, you know, if you just have some thoughts about, for example, pelvic floor awareness or the dark feminine or whatever, or pleasure, whatever it is, and you have some thoughts that you want to share them once every 3 months, I mean, okay, sure, again, there's no formula, right? Like, somebody can share a really deep, like, strong, I don't know, you can, okay, well, I think those people are like, yeah, this is really interesting to explore, actually, right? So, like, if you express yourself every day, you've got a blog or a Twitter. So, yeah, it's really interesting. Let's think about, like, the formats, right? If you express yourself every day consistently, that's probably going to be like your Twitter thread or your even your Instagram account, right? Because those platforms are built for that. They're built for, like, okay, quick, every day, let me share a thought, right? If you express yourself once a week, that's probably a blog. because, like, I don't know what human can publish a freaking blog post every day. I mean, maybe, but I don't think that then is a blog post. That's not so short format. We're going into longer format requires more time. So, like, if you express yourself every week, then it's either like a YouTube channel, right? Then we start to talk about a blog post, maybe a podcast, right? It could be, I mean, these are just examples. So let's say you express yourself once a month. Okay, it could still, I think, be like a blog post. And of course, Instagram is there, maybe. Although if you express yourself once a month on Instagram, I don't know. You know. But then if you express yourself, let's say, once every 3 months, or once every 6 months, once every year, then we're starting to talk about, okay, is it a mini book, right? Is it a PDF? Is it a worksheet, like workbook? Like, what is it? Or is it a book, right? Because a book requires you, like, what, 2 years to write? But the underlining point around all of this is that you have to express yourself. And if you don't, then there's a problem here. Because if you want to work with people, how are people going to know about you? If you do not express, I'm not talking about, like, formulas and shit. I'm talking about where is your deep, what are you not saying? Where are you saying what you want to say? Just say it, right? Like, say it to me, because I want to know, you know? But if you're not saying it, and it's all deep down inside of you, then the problem, girlfriends, is not in the, how do I post on Instagram? Instagram fucking sucks. And I'm speaking this, by the way, for myself as well, because I'm just realizing it. That's why, like, when I had this realization as I was recording to her, I was like, oh my God, I need to do a podcast about this. Because here's the thing, ladies, what I'm realizing now, the problem is not the masculine structure of how social media is built, marketing, business. The problem is not the masculine structure of how the world is built. Okay? The problem is not, I don't think the problem is patriarchy. I don't think the problem is, well, for the longest time I thought the actual problem is not patriarchy. The problem is not capitalism. That's not the problem. The problem is not the structure. It's how we use that structure. And what are the meanings we put into it, right? Like if we talk about patriarchy. Right? Patriarchy is a direct result of our biological functions and of division of labor. Like, anyways, I'm not going to go into this because I've talked about this for 4 fucking years in my claim program. Capitalism is not the problem because capitalism literally follows economics, you know, supply, demand, human nature. Like, capitalism is not the problem. Like, there's nothing inherently wrong with making profit, right? But when you use it to be fucking greedy and manipulate, like, when you start to use toxic masculine principles in any of these containers, that becomes a problem. If you start to use toxic feminine principles in any of these containers, that becomes a problem. So the structure is not the problem. The problem is the depth of why are we not connected to who we are? And I'm realizing now it's not only business, it's also, government leaders. It's people in general who are not connected to who the fuck are you? What are your values? What do you want? Are you living in accordance with what you value? And do you know yourself? And most of us don't. I include myself into that category. I know because I've just been doing this for 4 years. So that's not the problem, you know. The problem is not inherently, and I'm understanding this now because I was vilifying Instagram. I was vilifying, oh my God, fucking TikTok. I still hate TikTok. Like, there's no way. Okay, no, I mean, fuck, I don't know. There's no way I'm going to be on fucking TikTok. Like, but still, even in that, okay, like, I can even question that, but still. Like, TikTok? Okay, no. I'm starting to make, like, really transformative. My relationship with Instagram is changing. My relationship with YouTube is changing. My relationship with my writing is changing. And my relationship with my podcast is changing, as you can see. Why? Because I was hating doing podcasts in the last year, I was hating fucking YouTube, because on fucking YouTube, I need to follow the algorithm. I need to make sure that this stupid thumbnail grabs their eyeballs. I need to make sure that, you know, in the first 30 seconds, I grab them by the balls, but like bullshit, you know, I was like, oh my God, somebody just get me out of here. And I just couldn't understand. But oh my God, now I do. You know what I do understand? Oh my God, now I see. I see. I am excited. And I'm actually genuinely excited about being on these platforms. You know why? Because it's coming from my full expression. Because I also stopped giving a fuck about what people think about me. Like, all of these women who like saw a photo of me with a cigarette on Instagram is like, you're disgusting, I'm unfollowing you, you're promoting unhealthy habits. Go fuck yourself. I'm not here to please you. I'm not here to I'm not here to fit into your, like, the billion people who are on the planet boxes of what you think I should be doing and expressing myself. You don't like my work? You don't like how I'm expressing myself? Unsubscribe, please. Delete, unsubscribe, go away. Go follow women who fit into your box and who, you know, fit into your worldview. I'm not here for that. I'm here to express myself fully without restriction. So you know, I'm now excited about those platforms. Not because I want to like make money or whatever. I'm excited because I have a message. And I have something that is burning inside of me that I'm so deeply and passionate and curious about. And I'm excited by wanting to help women discover that within themselves. That's it. And so how does it practically look like? How does it look like is that I'm recording this podcast? Like, I started with this podcast 5 weeks ago. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to fucking document and I'm just going to talk. That's it. Just as an experiment. That's what I'm doing. On Instagram, I'm posting not on a schedule, but when I feel like posting. And my posts, I hope, are deep, they're resonant, and I'm just sharing what I feel, okay? On YouTube, I have a strategy, and I'm actually so excited. I have a vision for YouTube. I know how the algorithm works on YouTube. I know that, you know, YouTube is made for new audiences. And I started to think about, you know, like, oh, fuck, I need to go on YouTube and create all those videos. Ugh. And I need to tell them what they're looking like. Oh, my God. No. I'm sitting there and thinking, like, okay, so there's so many women in the world who are starting businesses and who are already doing businesses. And my ideal client now is a woman who makes $500,000 a year. Okay. So my ideal client makes $500,000 a year, probably, well, $1 million, because those three women that I'm working with make almost $1 million, all of them, some of them more, some of them less, but anyways, around the $1 million mark. Actually, my ideal, let's talk about my ideal client. Okay, it's a woman who makes $1 million in business, but who feels depleted, who feels not connected to herself, who doesn't have women like her around her, and who's constantly working on masculine engines, right? And she's like, what the fuck, how do I do it differently? But I can't stop because I gotta keep going, right? And she's extremely smart. She's intelligent. She is into spirituality or personal development. She's also passionate about style. She's thinking about having a family, already has a family. She's very much into polarity. She's ready to do the work and she just wants to be with women and do this in a way that feels good. Basically, I described it, right? So I'm talking to her on my podcast right now. Well, I'm not talking to her directly, but I'm sharing my message because I know that women will resonate with my voice and with my journey and hopefully with my authenticity. Authenticity and vulnerability. I'm sharing on my Instagram more and more about what I want, and I'm sharing it in terms of you know, stylish photos and a photo shoot. And I can't wait to share, by the way, I did like this whole a day and a half lifestyle. I'm gonna be talking more about style and who I am and all of that, and about business, right? And then on YouTube, I'm thinking about that woman. I mean, we're all on YouTube, right? She's watching something, and she's probably she's watching some channels, and she's probably, by the way, if you're that woman, I'm curious what channels you're watching, right? And she's probably Googling stuff. What is she Googling? Like, what is she Googling? What is she watching? How can I reach her? And how can I create, yes, a thumbnail that's going to grab her attention? And then on my writing, I'm doing the same. I'm exploring, I'm sharing, I'm doing the work. So, and in my emails, same thing, right? I want to do a Substack thing and I want to talk to my list in a different way and all of that. And so you see how I'm doing that is going to be also through my expression of who I am in terms of like style and my branding. Like, for example, my YouTube little thumbnails and my videos. I want to sit in a beautiful studio on a velvet couch in my amazing outfit. My hair is going to be done. The lights are going to be amazing. I know, I see exactly how it's going to look like. And I see the thumbnails. I've seen examples of it. I want it to be fucking amazing. I want my Instagram to be top-notch in terms of style and branding, right? So I'm excited about that. This is a creative project for me, right? And so all of these like formulas, I don't know. Maybe I will use the formulas, right? If they feel right to me and I'm going to play with it and I'm going to experiment and I'm going to see what happens and I'm going to make a pledge to myself and maybe to you that I will try to stay on course of what makes me feel good. But you see how different this is from, I'm so passionate about this and this and this, but I'm going to keep fucking quiet. I'm going to hide behind the structures because it's, you see, it's not in the structures. What you need to figure out is what is it for you that's stopping you from full expression in your message? It doesn't matter what it is. Like I am, looks like I'm multiversed in so many, right? I can write really well. I can do a podcast. I can do a video. Like I'm multiversed. I mean, I'm the star. I did recently this wealth profile with Roger Hamilton. It's basically a classification of what's your flow and how you make money. And for me, it was all about like, I'm the star. I mean, surprise, right? And it's all about me illuminating. It's all about me as a brand. Well, I need to research more than that, but I mean, he has a book and a test online that's like $99. My path to money and wealth is through my brand development and my brand identity. The more I express myself, the more money I make. And the more I illuminate others, the more money I make. Astrologically speaking, my astrologist confirmed with me that indeed people like me, like Oprah Winfrey, again, it was like, you know what? I was mind blown because my astrologist said, Anna, your chart is Oprah Winfrey, like Oprah Winfrey. And then I did this wealth profile thing and then the star and like Oprah Winfrey. I was like, whoa. Anyways, but see, like, that's me. But that's not you. Most probably not you. I mean, if there's a star in the group or in the group, if there's a star here, listen to my podcast and you resonate with everything. I'm like, this is me, right? Like, let me know on Instagram. Because I know, like, there's not a lot of people like me, actually. You know, there's like 8 classifications. Maybe you're like a mechanic. Mechanic is like string. My husband, oh my God, it's all about the fucking process. I'm like, insistence. I'm like, get me out of here. Completely opposite of me, right? So I'm going to finish with this. Number one is find out what is not in alignment. Because for 4 years I've been in that space where I was creating content. I mean, you know, my girlfriend is not even creating anything. But I was creating, but I was like exhausted and it was not in alignment and people could feel it. And that's why when I stopped, everything else stopped because it's like, okay, there's no momentum here. Like if Anna's not rolling, nothing is fucking rolling. But I know that if I create this in a way that feels good to me and is in my flow, even though I might take breaks and even though I might pause or whatever, things are still going to come because I'm going to build my, it's going to build itself. Like I just know it. And obviously, you know, even building a team was like extremely hard in that because I was on follow, I wasn't not in alignment. So what is not in alignment with you? Look at the bottom and see, what are you afraid of? I was constantly afraid of what others are going to say, right? In the past, not anymore. Not anymore for a couple of years, actually. We're afraid of what others are going to say. We're afraid of like, okay, everything's been said before. You're following all of these Instagram gurus and all these coaches that are doing the same thing who are better than you. Like, not better than you, but further than you. Of course, you're going to feel like you've got nothing to say and like you're not worthy and whatever because you're constantly looking at everybody else. So figure that out and start expressing. It's very simple. You don't need to overcomplicate it. You can even pick one thing and just start expressing. And your people will find you and you'll figure it out on the way. And the second thing is, of course, listen to yourself and find your own way. Because the way I built my business is very different from the way you're going to build your business. And we're going to have to, there's going to be structure. There has to be structure. Without structure is nothing. A house without structure is like, I don't know, what is it? A pile of leaves in the woods? You can't live with that. You need shelter. You need warmth, right? Like, you need a structure. It's masculine and feminine all together. If you're just in your feminine and you're struggling with your masculine, you're struggling with your masculine capacity and the skill and the muscle to build something, to be consistent, to be disciplined, you've got to look at that. Like, what is the resistance? Where is this coming from? Because I can tell you, it's not from, well, you know, I'm talking from experience, right? For me, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. The structure is not the enemy. It's not, right? Like, even Facebook ads. I met people who do their Facebook ads and they fucking love it. Of course it's tiring and stuff, but they have zest for it, right? Like, it's like, okay, what is my next ad? They're excited. I wasn't. I never was excited about Facebook ads because I was burnt out. Because it was too much too soon. But I mean, I've hit the numbers, right? But it's like, fuck. If you were to ask me, Anna, do you want a million dollar business every year for the rest of your life? Doing the way you've done it, I'm like, absolutely fucking not. Like, seriously, I don't want it. Well, especially because there's so little profit. But I don't want it. Fuck that. I don't, like, seriously, it's not worth it. It's not worth the stress. I'd rather stay with my daughters at home and make, like, well, half less. That's it. Oh my God, 52 minutes. Can you imagine? This is insane. But I hope this was helpful because it's like a massive revelation. I need to write an article about this. And then I need to think about, okay, once I launch my YouTube channel again, relaunch it, designed and how I want it to be done. Then I need to think about, okay, how do I say the same thing, but in a packaged way so that can attract my woman? Because I'm deeply passionate about the woman who I want to work with. And if you're one of those women and you want to join Claimed X and go to Italy with us in June and then in December in Mexico, let me know. Message me on Anna Rova on Instagram. See how I did an offer as well? Because I've done 1,000 discovery calls and shit. I know how to do sales. But even the sales thing, like, oh my God, the way I've learned it. No, I'm going to do it differently. Sales is all about connection. I know if I follow my path and follow my voice, the women will come. I dream of a world, my world, where I'm going to like, receive a message on Instagram, be like, Anna, I love my sister to your podcast. Maybe I'm already going to, I'm in. How do I pay 20 grand in full? I'm like, yeah, amazing. Maybe let's jump on your discovery. Maybe let's jump on a call first so I get a feel for you as well. You know? Because it's like, ooh, I don't know. Yeah, you're ready to pay me the full amount of money. But like, do I want to work with you? I don't know. Let's jump on a call to get it, so I can get a feel. That's what I want. And that's what I'm going to be magnetizing. All right, this is it for this week, ladies. Hope you enjoyed it. You have to message me and let me know how this landed for you because this was different. So go to Instagram, message me. And, you know, if you're ready to work with me, then also message me. So we jump on a call. All right, bye.